Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning, the Heart of Rock and Roll will play its final Broadway performance this Sunday, June 23rd, at the James Earl Jones Theater. The new musical, driven by the hits of Huey Lewis and the News, had struggled to break through in a competitive spring slate of shows, and although reviews were better than expected, it didn't receive any Tony nominations or gain much traction to begin with. Broadway's production costs are considerably higher and audience totals nearly 20% lower compared to before the COVID pandemic. The musical cost $19 million to mount, which will not be recouped. An original Broadway cast recording is now available to stream and download. Talks are currently underway for a national tour and international productions in the future. At the time of its Broadway closing, The Heart of Rock and Roll will have played 24 previews and 72 regular performances. The new Avett Brothers musical Swept Away has found its New York venue and set its dates. It will begin previews October 29th and open November 19th at the Long Acre Theater. Featuring the brothers' trademarked folk rock music, it follows four survivors of a late 19th century shipwreck trying to stay alive. The show had two relatively recent developmental tryout productions at Berkeley Repertory Theater in California and Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. Swept Away is directed by Michael Mayer, with choreography by David Newman and a book by John Logan. The full cast will be announced later. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. Visit telecharge.com. The full cast has just been announced for the new play Eureka Day, written by Jonathan Spector. It will star Zoe Chow, Amber Gray, Jessica Hecht, Bill Irwin, and Thomas Middleditch. Chow and Middleditch will both be making their Broadway debuts. As previously announced, Eureka Day, which will be directed by Anna D. Shapiro, begins previews November 25th at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. It follows a day school in Berkeley, California, whose board reconsiders its vaccination policy following a mumps outbreak. Opening night was also just announced for December 16th. It will play a limited run. Tickets go on sale later in the summer. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending June 16th. The box office continued its slow upward summertime trend this last week, as a total of $36.85 million was earned across 35 running shows. In the final week of his concert residency at the Palace, Ben Platt grossed over $811,000 over six performances, playing to 94% capacity houses. Mother Play and Uncle Vanya also played their final performances on Sunday. The former, with Jessica Lange and Jim Parsons, sold out the Helen Hayes with over $718,000 in the bank. And the latter, led by Steve Carell, also ended on a high with nearly $1.1 million at the Vivian Beaumont. An Enemy of the People just broke the house record at the Circle in the Square Theater with a gross of just over $1.26 million. To add a cherry on top, its star, Jeremy Strong, won his first career Tony Award on Sunday night. The production runs through June 30th. Next week's grosses are when we will truly see the first effects of the Tony ceremony, one in which The Outsiders was awarded Best New Musical and Stereophonic took Best New Play. 16 shows last week reached seven figures, with 23 filling up at least 90% of their houses. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.